Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yeah, I had fraudulent stuff on my account. I got notified by my bank this morning, and now they have my card blocked.
Okay, what is the charge that you're receiving?
$92.90.
Okay, and you're saying you've never placed an order?
Nope.
What is your first and last name?
Brandy Tyndall.
When did you receive the charge?
This morning.
This morning.
My bank caught it, but it already took it.
Okay, so they placed it as fraud?
Yes. Yep, and they locked my card.
Okay. What's your zip code?
37879.
All right, give me just a moment, okay? Okay, I found a drama queen 0916 90 at yahoo.com. Is that you?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have telephone number 585-808-5849.
Yes.
All right. And can you verify the shipping address, please?
I don't know the shipping address. He said it was... So I don't know what he told me.
I need to verify your shipping address.
Mine is 456 Metcalf Lane, Tazewell, Tennessee, 37879.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying for me. So when you said they placed fraud on the account with your bank, did they dispute the charges?
I have to wait till tomorrow.
Okay, but they are submitting it as fraud?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure if they explained to you what they do is they contact us to verify the account. And it shows here that there was a dietary supplement sent out, which was the keto and cleanse. And there were two charges on April the 8th, $670 and $745. That was the shipping and handling cost. And you're saying you did not place that order?
No.
Okay. So once you come out of the 14 days of trial, the person who submitted the online order didn't cancel. So you got billed for each one of those products. Each one is $91.89. Now, what you'll have to do if you're wanting a refund, you need to call back in with your financial institute. Now, if you're willing not to dispute the charge, we can speak to you about a refund. But I can't process fraud when you've already done that with your bank.
Yeah, I've done it with the bank. That was the first thing I did when they texted me this morning.
Okay. So if you call back to, you know, call them back, let them know you spoke to us and that you're needing a third-party call. That way we can have them on the line. And if you're willing not to dispute, then we can... you know, get a refund on here because we can't have two fraud investigations.
Okay, well, I can't do anything till tomorrow.
Okay, did they have a customer support line that you can call into?
I have no idea. I'd have to Google it.
Okay, so if they do have a customer support line, you can just call that number and get them on the line, see if they'll make that call for you.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.